I challenge you, disciples of Jesus. I challenge you who have been invited to intimacy with God. I challenge you on whose door God is knocking to abide in me. How do you abide in Christ? Well, you can't. It's not a physical thing. What it means is this. You keep wandering in your thoughts back out of who you are in Christ and what the Word of God says about you over into the flesh. And what that's done for you is get you out of who you are in Christ. So it's abide in me. Abide in what I said, man. It's a faith thing, isn't it?
It is.
Abide in my love. What does abide in my love mean? He says, hey, you keep doing things and operating and coming to conclusions and making plans outside of the love of God. You're not caring for God's love for you. And that's so sad. As I said, I've called you to my side first and then to ministry second. And when you grasp that and start practicing that and enjoying that, you all of a sudden will find your true source of approval, fulfillment, satisfaction, and love. And I wrote it down like this. Listen to this. You before them. God loves, wants you, he wants your mind to you before you worry about all of them. Yeah. You before them. My worth to God is not about ministry. That's so important. Pleasing him or serving him. My worth to God is not about ministry, pleasing him or serving him. It's about his unconditional love for me and my acceptance of this in Christ. It's all grace.
Hallelujah.
The only way. Are you getting something out of this, folks? My worth to God is not about ministry, pleasing him and serving him. That's so upset so many of us. It's about his unconditional love for me and my acceptance in Christ. It's all about grace. That's where my worth lies. God is intimate. God is personal. And won't you open your heart and let him in? This is why Jesus died, to befriend you and give you value. This is why he hates sin. It separates you from him.
Right, right, right. Amen.
This is why when he lists the six things he hates, most of them are acts of division. Look what he said about David and Bathsheba. Look what you did. To who?
Exactly. Amen.
That's it. Wow.
Your best friend. You had him killed. Look at David and Bathsheba. And what they did to Uriah. Uriah was killed. God says, I got something against you. You're unfaithful to your loyal friend. Wow, what a strange thing. I could have picked 100 things out. How about the day he killed all those poor ites and cut their foreskins off, stuck them in a bag? That wasn't very nice. What do you think of that, God? He wouldn't talk about that. He said, I would tell you what upsets God. What upsets God is when you think and live division. First of all, between you and the one who is intimate with you, and then others. This is the heart of God towards you. This is how you know the heart of God. This is how you have the heart of God. God and I are one. Your value isn't about sinfulness or righteousness. It's about your relationship with Christ in God. You keep devaluing yourself and people. This is what the dispensation of grace has made possible for every one of us who know God personally, for ourselves, and recognize how valuable we are to him. And it wipes us out beautifully.